أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Surah Al-Fajr, we will now look at section 3, which is in essence the crux of Surah Al-Fajr, the axis around which it revolves. And it spans from Ayah 15 to 20, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how the human being is tested with both blessings and constraint. So he starts off by saying, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَكُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. And as for the human being, when his Rabb tests him, the word used here is bala, then he treats him with honor and gives him blessings, he says, my Rabb honors me. Now, ibtila is a difficult test. Bala is a test which involves pain. Imtihan, a test with no pain. And here Allah is saying that the human being is tested with honor, which means prestige in society, for example, and na'ma, which is abundant ease. If we look at this statement, you can see that this person here has got honor, he's got extreme ease or abundant ease, but he says, Rabbi Akraman, my Rabb honors me. He doesn't talk about the wealth or the blessings or the ease he has from Allah. He attributes that to himself. That is my hard work. The authority, however, he claims is from divinity. And you find that these communities that have caste systems believe that there was an honor of God that they were born in a particular family or caste. The Khalifas claimed that the authority was given to them by God so they could do what they liked. They claimed to be special and entitled to favors. And the ayah is drawing attention to the fact that blessings does not mean a proximity to divinity. Now in the next ayah it says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْكَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَحَانًا. But when he is tested by a means where his sustenance is decreased, he says, my Rabb has disgraced me. قَدَّرَ means exact provision. So when there is just about enough, and the word ihana is to humiliate somebody out of animosity. So it's actually saying, my Rabb hates me. Incidentally, rizq is not just wealth, it's health, it's children, it's parents, it's community. So the essence of these two ayat is everything is a test. And we have tests in life to benchmark ourselves where we are. Let's just go to ayah 155 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where he says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوِي وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفَسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will test you with fear. You will be scared of losing your wealth or health, وَالْجُوعِ and hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ and a reduction in your wealth, وَالْأَنفُسِ, that means death. We will make a reduction in you, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and the fruits, the results of your hard work. And then he says, وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good news to the one who has sabr. So the goal of these tests is to become sabir. So when you learn sabr, you are congratulated. And who are these people? He continues, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, these people, when they are afflicted with the musibah. Musibah is something that hits you precisely. قالوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed, we are from Allah and to Him we will return. They put things in perspective. They look at the bigger picture. They persevere. They carry on. They trust in their Rabb. So in these two ayat of Surah Al-Fajr, he is saying, when I give you a lot, you are so engrossed in your arrogance and preserving that wealth that you don't see beyond it. And when I take it away, in other words, when I give you constraints in life, you wallow in self-pity. See what he says? He says, قَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. Listen up. You don't honor the orphan. وَلَا تُحَافْظُونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Nor do you urge each other to feed the poor. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. And you eat heritage, devouring everything indiscriminately. Turath literally means it's inherited, but in essence, wealth without effort. Lam means to assemble or to collect, whether it's lawful or unlawful. So in other words, he's saying you look at everything through the eyes of economic gain. It's like Surat al-Fil. Abraha saw the Kaaba as a potential political and economic hazard. And then he gives the answer. وَتَحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. It's because you love wealth with exceeding wealth. We all love wealth. It provides us with material security. But excess brings insecurity or fear of losing it. And the ayah actually draws attention. What you thought would make you feel better and more secure actually made you more insecure in preserving it and increasing it. Now let's look at the concept of trials. Imam Bakr says, Allah treats believers with trials as a man treats his family with gifts after an absence. He restrains him from the world just as a doctor restrains things from a sick person. When he tests someone, he places more tests in their lives. All you have to do is look at the trials of Hussein. So step by step, what do you do when you're faced with a trial? So the first thing, and I take this from the Quran, you see the big picture, put things into perspective and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Number two, trust him. Know that he's testing you because he sees you worthy of that test. Number three, lay your heart out to him. Plead to him. Talk to him. Ask for help. Look at your problem and chart out your strengths. Prophet Sulaiman knew he was good at governance. He knew he was good at managing things. So look what he asks for. He says, Rabbi ighfirli wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di innaka antal wahhab. Surah number 38, ayah 35. Oh my Rabb, grant me a kingdom, one that you've never given to anyone before. You are the one who grants. Don't limit your asking to him when you have a problem. Look at it as a stepping stone for something much greater. And as this section says, charity, honor the orphans, feed those who have no homes, feed those refugees. Number five, ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Ask him through sabr and salah. I shall repeat again, sabr is perseverance, self-mastery despite everything, patience, forbearance, restraint. It's all those things together. And finally, salah. There is no better place than in salah to raise your hands and ask for help. The qunut of salah is there to be able to personalize it to you. Raise your hands and ask him and see how the difficulties become a stepping stone to reach your full potential. Inshallah, we will continue with section 4 tomorrow.